Hey guys, this is just Nicole today. This is super informal. And this is kind of what I wanted to do the podcast with on my part. Orlando and I really love to share together, and we haven't had an opportunity to do that. Just lots of things have, just gotten in the way as life brings you. But I really wanted to start sharing the things that I want to share about and talk about. And it's super interesting because Orlando and I have very different views on lots of different things, but also the same morals and just opinions towards other things, as most everybody does. But I asked my audience on Instagram, my people, what they kind of wanted to hear my thoughts on, just because I'm in the health and fitness industry, which, to blanket that statement, that's just kind of what people say. I particularly don't like to say that, but it's kind of just easier to explain what my career is, what I do, because I do have a full-time job besides being a mom full-time. I help women start and finish their fitness journey. I help them start on their wellness journey, which wellness to me is taking care of their brain, of their truths that we're all kind of afraid to face, our fears, anxiety, depression, not because I have a degree in it or that I went to school for it or anything, but just because I've gone through so much personally that I have had to battle through a lot within myself, stemming from childhood into my early adult years, and I didn't get my shit together till I was in my, just beginning in my 30s. What is that called? Not middle 30s. I don't know. Brain fart here. Early 30s. There you go. I didn't start getting my life together and making decisions for myself and saying yes to me that wasn't benefiting somebody else or helping someone else or someone else to pay their bills or get someone else's life together or make dinner for them or whatever. And I wasn't married before. I didn't have any kids, but I was in pretty crappy relationships and I allowed myself to go down this deep, dark rabbit hole twice with two different men. And I we're all responsible for ourselves, no matter what we go through. It's just unfortunate that once you get sucked into that rabbit hole of domestic abuse and violence and just, physical and mental abuse, just all of those verbiages, all those adjectives of that. It's a deep, dark rabbit hole that one can't explain until you go through it, kind of just like everything in this world. But I have learned a lot of how to, you just have to be brave and just start saying yes to things. And you have to start just being brave enough to believe in yourself. And it doesn't take a bunch of woo-woo, a bunch of fancy things, a bunch of, you got to have all your ducks in order for you to move forward. You got to just start. And that, what I really want to talk about today is self-care, which is really kind of what I'm getting into, just because I've had to deal with getting through a lot, going through a lot, facing the fears of, I wouldn't say that I haven't felt that I'm not good enough, because deep down inside, I know I'm good enough. Because I'm a really good person, but that I don't have to hide behind the shadows, that I do have a voice and I can use it. And I had used my voice and I still slip up now, and I'll kind of get into that later, just of being a negative person towards myself, towards others. And I'm confrontational. I'm really great with confrontation, but sometimes it's just unnecessary, and I know it has nothing to do with other people. It has everything to do with the things that are inside of me. And I think it takes a big person to admit that to themselves, not out to the world, but to themselves, because it's not who we are molded to be. It's not who we are. It's not, and our circumstances don't decide who we are. We decide that, and I'm a faith girl. I'm a faith sister. And, God didn't mold us, didn't just breed us this way to be such a negative person and have so many hateful dislike feeling towards others and not being able to let things go. We're not made to be that way, you know. And then until I took responsibility, like personal ownership is what I like to call it, as to like how I was reacting and how I was responding, it was until then until I literally turned my life around from the inside out, and I started on a self-care journey. I told myself I wanted to become a yes person. My entire life I was a no person because I was too scared. I was a middle child. I'm number 3 out of 6. You know, there's a huge gap between. I was the youngest of the first 3. There's a huge gap between us. You know, and then I was, you know, the youngest. I was the only daughter. I was the oldest daughter, but I was the youngest kid. And so I was the next, you know, after the 3 other were born, had to take care of them, you know, because I was old enough too. And I helped my mom. And actually, it's such a blessing that I got to do that because I got to literally help raise my little brothers and sister, and it's such a blessing, and I wouldn't change it for the world. And I learned a lot, and it made me just respect my mother now even more, as I'm now a mom. I think when I had Eviana, I called her and I was like, okay, I totally get it. I'm so sorry for everything, which I had already said that to my mom before, but like, I get it now. And my mom did a lot by herself, and she's gone through a lot, as all moms do, you know. Anyway, so I wanted to become a yes person because my entire life I was so used to hiding in the shadows and not having a voice and keeping not feeling anything, not learning how to go through the emotions, not learning how to emotionally cope with anything. That's just how our family is. That's just how we're, again, I wouldn't change it for the world. But just because, you know, things happen for you, not to you. And now as a mother, like, I can really take what was my story or is my story and, you know, use it for the good for my, you know, current story, the seasons that I'm going through, and like how I can parent my child and how I can have my relationship with Orlando and my family. And even though I make mistakes and even though, like, I can just be really ugly sometimes, like, it brings me back to be like, take a step back, Nicole, and just really look at yourself. Not self-deprecate, not say anything negative about yourself, but just like really like own where you are, own what you're doing, own what's going on. Don't point fingers, you know. Pointing fingers, that's a whole other topic of discussion I'll do another podcast on. But just, there's just so much personal ownership tied to self-care that is not in a negative content, right? So self-care was one of the topics that I shared with my people on my Instagram stories. Like, listen, y'all, what do you want to hear me talk about? What do you guys struggle with the most? What is the hardest for you? What do you have no clue on how to start? Like, where to begin? All this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, my story starts with a yes. And it wasn't that I was looking for all the ducks to be in a row. It wasn't like I was looking to have a certain amount of money in my bank account. It wasn't that I was, you know, wanting my life to be perfect or have just, you know, all the things that we tell ourselves that, oh, we're going to start tomorrow, or we'll start next month, or we'll start, you know, whatever. Like, the best time to do anything with your life or decide on anything is right now. And to just go all in, you know, like, you've already tiptoed through the process of the him and ha, that woulda, shoulda, coulda, or thinking about it, or watching somebody from the sidelines, which, you know, when I get clients in, and sometimes they're just not ready to start, but even though they've said yes to me, we've kind of got their pack and got them going, and then they're just like kind of deer in headlights, you know, I run at their pace. You know, I shouldn't say run, but I go at their pace. But it's just like, you already, this is my advice to you, like, if you want to start something for yourself or in your life, or you want to learn how to begin self-care, literally as you're listening to this, or as you're done listening to this, like, start now. There's no better time to better your life than now. You don't need to wait for anything. You don't need to ask for permission. Like, right now. Anyway, so I said yes, and I, like, for 2 years straight, I said yes to everything. Everything that I was always afraid to say no to. And that literally was starting a home workout program, actually reading the nutrition meal guide book that came with it, and following it instead of thinking, oh, I can't do that, that's not for me. You know, that's for super hardcore people that, like, are bodybuilders and, you know, or people who are just committed, who aren't me, you know, or people who follow through. That's not me. You know, instead of having that mindset around it, or like, I just can't do that, like, I just read it and felt, you know, created my own steps to, you know, finishing it and committed to it and committed to my commitment. And there's no like gray area of commitment. You're either committed to it or you're not. And commit to your commitment. And if your commitment is to start and finish something, if your commitment is to do it, which is AKA start and finish it, like just freaking do it. It's not hard to like say yes to every day. It's not. You're just deciding not to, you know? And that was like my thing, was the workout in my third floor apartment after two jobs and coming home at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, doing my workout and then either taking a shower and relaxing because I was night owl, and then like having to get up early in the morning, you know, because that's just what we do. We get up and we go to work. And that's just what I did. And then other self-care things kind of unfolded into there. I started picking up what's called personal development. You guys maybe, you know, see me share this on social media, PD, the letter P, the letter D, personal development. And again, that's one of those things that I looked at it as like, first of all, that's for crazy people. That's for weird people. That's for people who like need deep, dark, secret help. You know, like this is considered like podcasts are personal development. Like you're listening to positive things that go into your brain instead of listening to the mean girl or the lies that you tell yourself, right? And sometimes we need a lot of work. Sometimes we just need a quick like 5-minute thing. Sometimes we need a journal. Sometimes, you know, just like any act of any positive voice readings going into your brain to shut up the mean person inside of you is what I call personal development. And, you know, God, I could literally go on for days and days and days of my story. But at the time, I needed to work on a lot about forgiveness inside of myself, because I had never dealt with 100% all the domestic abuse that happened to me for the last 8 years when I had started. It was really traumatic. It was really bad. I mean, granted, sometimes I think I got out kind of lucky just because I wasn't hospitalized. I didn't have like cuts, and I definitely had bruises and all that kind of stuff. And just like, again, I could go into detail. But, you know, sometimes I consider myself lucky, but like there was still a lot of healing that I had to do with inside myself, because when those kind of things happen to you, you don't have a very like high opinion of yourself. Like, to be honest, you don't, because you're so concentrated on the other person and pointing the finger, which rightfully so. Hello, that person was like nasty to you and they deserve like all that, you know, negative energy coming to them. But that's all of that still affects you as a person. So whether you have a story like mine or whether you are battling a lot of negative in your life or just like your fears, it's on a spectrum, yes, but the decision to start self-care, no matter what it is still the same. The decision is now. The decision is, this is what you do. For me, it works best to work out, read or listen to personal development, follow my nutrition plan. And now that I'm pregnant with my second baby, currently on restriction for workouts, my self-care is trying very hard to be a better listener and not a reaction person, a quick to reaction, which in my defense, hormones, or any woman that knows this, hormones are a mother. No pun intended. They're really hard to battle. They're really hard to get through. And I myself, I don't work very well when my hormones like go crazy. It's just some women are just, they can handle their pregnancy a lot better. And I'm just not one of them. And I'm not saying that just like that. I'm creating that story for myself. But it's just what, like, no matter sometimes how hard that I try, like, I still have those reactions and I still think those negative things and all that kind of stuff. So I have to work really hard on my mindset. And I'm someone who has gone through really bad postpartum depression. I was in complete denial for 5 months after I had my baby. Didn't get help till 5 months. And so I was backtracking a lot. So I'm trying really hard, whether it happens again or not. Like, I am just working on that muscle. right? So self-care is working on that decision maker every day, say yes. Now, self-care, some moms that I know that I talk to, Jessica, which I hope that you listen to this, their little baby girl, Junie, her, one of her self-care things that I saw on her Instagram that she was doing was she went and got her nails done. She got a, I think it was a mani and a pedi. And I don't know about you, but if you've never gotten a mani or a pedi, like, you need to go because it's the most amazing thing. I love it. I could literally have my feet done every single day. And it's just those things of like taking that time to go do it. And it makes my heart sad that we as women don't do that more. Yeah, granted, there's a money thing because they do, it does cost money, but you know, we spend other things on other people and other time that we could spend on ourselves, that we should spend ourselves, and we just feel guilty about it. You know, there's a whole other thing that Rachel Hollis talked about, mom guilt, which I need to listen to that chapter again, and girl, stop apologizing. If you've never listened to that book, you need to listen to it and listen to it and get the book. Like, those are the two things like definitely recommended for Rachel Hollis. You need to listen to her because she's powerful and her book is amazing. Like, when you sit down and read it and take it in, like, oh, it's powerful. Anyway, so self-care is that. Self-care is mani and pedi. Self-care is excusing yourself and taking a moment, whether you meditate, which that's hard to get into. So if you're not someone who does that and think it's super weird, just be patient with it. Be really patient with it because it's not something that you can just walk into a room and do and then walk out. It's not like that. Takes a lot because you have to literally have to learn how to quiet your mind, right? And God, I wish I would have made a list, but I didn't make a list. I'm totally on the fly girl, kind of the emotions and things where I'm going, you know, is kind of how I started, wanted this episode to be like. But the things that make you feel good, write them down and then make a checklist once a month and go to that checklist and then actually do those things. That's another self-care tip for you to do. I need you to make a list and actually do the things on list. Don't just stare at it. Don't just write it down and ignore it. Self-care means intentional work, intentional doing. You have to intentionally do those things. When you see successful people who have fear but do it anyway, or have really successful businesses, really successful, you know, XYZ fill in the blank, just know that behind the scenes they struggle too. But there's a difference between people who live in fear like me and let it paralyze you like me. They can conquer that a lot faster, which that's a really great quality to have. And you want to strive for that. It's not ignoring your feelings and emotions. Maybe those people, really successful people, really do ignore their feelings and emotions, which whatever, that's their own battle to face. But everyone is different. Not everyone is the same, as y'all know. But really, like, own who you are and how you handle your emotions, how you think about them, and what you do about them. Because it's intentional work that is going to bring you the self-care that you need. Like, make a list. As you're listening to this, as you, like, later, you know, turn this off, this stops, make a list of the things that make you happy, the things that you don't do anymore, that don't involve another person, that don't involve your family, that doesn't involve your best friend. Like, what do you love? Do you love mani and pedis? Do you love getting your eyelashes done? Do you love putting makeup on? Do you love curling your hair? Do you love taking a hot shower and having a half an hour to yourself? Do you love sweating and grinding and working it out like me? Do you love that intentional work? Because that work that you, that 30 minutes, 40, whatever that it is, 20 minutes that you get to go to your garage, your living room, your gym, like wherever, outside, hitting the pavement. Where do you get, like, well, however that you feel that you get that, like, rush of, like, fuck, I did this. Hello, this is me. I'm doing it. You know, and maybe you've never experienced that. So I highly suggest that you make the list of things that make you feel good and start doing them. That is your self-care. Anyway, you guys, that's kind of where I wanted to land with that. I hope some of this lands for you. If it doesn't, keep it moving. That's kind of my thing I like to say. If you've made it this far, some of it has landed for you. But definitely for sure, like this podcast, whichever platform that you're listening on. Give us a follow on Instagram. I'm Nicole.Sedbeck. Orlando is this spell. a poet as well. And we're going to be creating an Instagram just for a podcast alone, but that's on a later date. But really, one of my also, another platform that I really love to share on is my Facebook business page. That's Iowa Gets Fit. Type in Iowa Gets Fit on Facebook and you'll find me, and hit the like page. Hit so you get notifications. Y'all know how to work social media. Hit the like, and then somewhere there's a little bar where you can turn off the notifications, get the highlights, get them all, get notified, you know, whatever. But I'm really starting to focus on sharing a lot more of where I'm at, just because it's better for me to hold myself accountable. It's better, you know, out there on the platform of women to have other empowering women to follow. Not that I'm like, hoorah, I'm empowering, but shoot, I'm trying. You know, I'm trying. It's been hard for me. So anyway, give this podcast a like, leave a comment. We love to hear people's reviews. We love to hear your people's thoughts. Start a conversation with me. Like, I love to talk about this kind of stuff. So anyway, I love you guys. Have a good day.